And as our band of workweek warriors gazed over the horizon, they saw the wonderful sight they had been hoping for. It was Friday.
Well, good morning. We have arrived, the high holy day of the work week.
High holy day?
No.
I beg your pardon. I don't know what was in my throat, but it's gone now. It's KRKO and Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter, ready for the weekend. You know, I was thinking about it. I don't want to be rich. I just want a vacation like a Supreme Court justice. That's my modest little goal. And I got to tell you, I was on my best behavior yesterday because I saw somebody post on Facebook that their kid just graduated from kindergarten. And I was so tempted to ask, so, do you think they plan to go to elementary school or a trade school? But I didn't. I held back. I wanted to maintain that friendship. And I'm going to suck up to you by playing more of Everett's Greatest Hits in a moment. You know, one of the sweet little pleasures of life is waking up on a work day and hoping it's Friday, and it actually is. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter hanging out with you as we get another day underway. One more for the work week, and then we get our weekend. Dragon Maury, the movie guy in here, is walking by the studio a moment ago. And Maury, what do you think of when you think of great discoveries?
Great discoveries?
Yeah. What's the first thing that comes to mind?
America.
Okay.
Yeah.
Penicillin.
Penicillin's a good one.
How about the cure to butt dialing?
Is there a cure for butt dialing?
You know that I butt dial you a lot.
I know.
And I can't figure out why. It wasn't until I went on and watched a YouTube video that I realized when I'm done with my phone, I need to push the little side button and make the screen go black, and then it quits butt dialing people.
Right, yeah.
I didn't know that. Nobody told me that in
I know.
Cell phone training school.
I didn't do that either. My problem is I'll go into the grocery store and I'll be walking around going, gosh, this music they play is awesome, and then I realize it's coming from my phone. So I'm the crazy dude walking around with music as I grocery shop.
You know, there is nothing that makes you look more uncool than when you're standing there and there's this really attractive young lady looking at you and she smiles at you and then she says, sir, I think the flashlight on your phone is on.
Yeah, I know. That's happened to me before, too. I know someone that burnt their leg because they had their flashlight on their phone. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, you always hurt the ones you love, and we love our cell phones, so sometimes they hurt back. All right, back to the music in a moment. More of Everett's Greatest Hits right around the corner. Hey, good morning, Friday. Yeah. It's Tim Hunter on KRKO playing Everett's Greatest Hits. It hasn't been a hard week. It's just been challenging. For example, when Elise at the Fun and Games Department sent me the name of this week's KRKO mobile app winner, I wasn't sure exactly how to pronounce it, but she just called back and told me.
Hi, this is Marriotten.
Thank you for calling back, Marriotten, and for how to pronounce your name. We have a strong policy here at KRKO where I insist that we know how to pronounce the names of each of our listeners. Hi there. This is Tim Hunter from KRKO. Thanks for calling back. Well, I understand you downloaded our KRKO app.
Yep.
And you use it occasionally?
I kind of just used it that one time.
Once is all we ask. Anyway, for downloading the app, we'd like to give you a $50 gift card to the Buzz Inn Steakhouse.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Great.
We'll pop it in the mail, and we just wanted to say thanks for being out there for us and for downloading our app.
Okay, thanks.
So, Marriotten, what do you do when you're not downloading apps or talking to disc jockeys?
Well, I make a lot of pottery. I sell it at the Everett Farmers Market. See, the Everett one this Sunday.
So look for somebody with pottery named Marriotten.
Well, yeah, Buddha Cat Pottery.
Okay. Well, thank you again for listening. We really appreciate you being out there for us.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you're going to love the app because it allows you to take this music wherever you go, and it'd be great to take it along this weekend. Amidst all the sunshine. Anyway, it's in the App Store or your phone right now. Download it. Enjoy the tunes, and maybe I'll be congratulating you next week. We give away a gift card every Friday. Yeah, just something magical about the weekend, and it finally made it here. Poof. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, and Tim Hunter, Friday morning. Week from today, the Aqua Sox will be in town. That means if you have downloaded the KRKO app and entered to win a four-pack of tickets to go to a Funko Friday game, we might be telling the world you were the winner on Monday. And if you haven't downloaded the app yet, take care of business. Maybe we'll be congratulating you. And if you're a fan of the Jack Ryan series on Amazon Prime, it'll be back for one more season a week from tonight. It's only going to be 6 episodes long, and it's the final season that they're going to do this. But we'll get 2 episodes to get us started again a week from tonight. Looking forward to that. And I think we might be heading up to Lake McMurray tomorrow for the annual Midsummer Festival. They normally have a huge bonfire, but because of the fire danger, we're not. So I don't know what they're going to do. Pop popcorn in the microwave or something. We'll worry about that later. Just got to remind you, if you are enjoying the music you're hearing here on KRKO, tell a friend, pass it along. That's how we get the word out about this little pop stand. Got to keep it going, cranking out the great songs. Tim Hunter hanging out with you on a Friday morning, inviting you to visit our KRKO swag shop. All kinds of cool stuff you can purchase with the KRKO logo on it, the crocodile, Croco, and you'll find that all at KRKO.radioswagshop.com.
My goodness, we have so much information to disseminate. It's time for a Tim Hunter information dump. Just back that up over here. That's good. Perfect.
Yeah, I got a bunch of things I want to make sure you know before we enter weekend territory. If you're looking for a vacation spot to really get away, there's an island in Finland that has been declared a phone-free zone. You can go there, but you just can't have your phones on or you'll get kicked off. Kevin Costner's divorce is a ragged one. Soon-to-be ex-wife Christine is asking for $248,000 a month in child support. Apparently, she's still ticked off he chose to tell the kids about the divorce on a Zoom call. Ever been on a game show? They can be dangerous. Last week on The Price is Right, one contestant got so excited that he dislocated his shoulder while celebrating a win. Baseball in London this weekend. The St. Louis Cardinals, Chicago Cubs are playing a couple of games at West Ham's London Stadium. And this is kind of scary. I mean, Seafair and the Hydro races have been around since the 50s. Well, they're doing it again this year. But San Diego canceled theirs. So now that leaves Seattle as the only West Coast destination. I mean, you got the Tri-Cities races. Those are happening. They're doing it in Detroit. But, I mean, slowly but surely, the venues are just going away. Oh, sadness. All right, well, let's not dwell on that. Let's keep moving here. Feeling good Friday morning underway here at KRKO Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter, excited about our weekend. Not a lot of big events going on that I am aware of. We've got Louise Harrison Presents Liverpool Legends, a Beatles tribute in the historic Everett Theater. I bring up the theater because a week from tonight, Lee Oscar and friends are going to be there. He's the former harmonica player for War, lives around here, and every now and then he does a little gathering of local musicians and himself and puts on a great show. Just want to give you a heads up, they've had problems with people reaching out to folks and saying you can buy tickets for these shows on you click on the link and you pay money, and then it turns out no, it's a scam. So just be careful, make sure you go to the actual Your Historic Everett theater ending with the TRE.org to make sure you're getting your tickets. Well, it is supposed to be a nice weekend, and it's always, to me, an opportunity to go to an uncrowded movie theater and maybe catch one of the new flicks that's out. Maybe.
Thank you for calling the City Cinema Mega Multiplex to Quatriani Theaters, where we know how to treat our loyal customers, and someday we will. Now showing, a young girl realizes she could read minds in Elementalist. It's Wes Anderson's movie about an entire town that can't sit down in Royd City. And Jennifer Lawrence arrests a guy selling counterfeit Cialis in No Hard Feelings. Remember, our gift certificates always make a great gift for someone you don't like. Here at your nearest City Cinema Mega Multiplex 2 Quad Triomni Theaters, thank you for calling.
I'll make it there one of these days. In the meantime, we got more of Everett's greatest hits moments away.